Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. With the new year upon us, there's no better time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and I hope entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland's Star 102. It is 6:06. It is a Fat Tuesday. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning, Tim Richards. I always forget about this Mardi Gras music bed
to celebrate
the day.
EFCs, good morning to you. We got Poonski on the way in.
I was going to say, you going to get extra fat today? Get ready for the fasting season?
Between you and I, after the winter weight begins to gain, I could use a fasting season. You know, I'm not in the motion I should be in this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Eating the things that maybe I shouldn't. And now we have, you know, I stopped in. I live in Mentor. If you're going to stop in anywhere, you have to stop in Biagio's on Vine Street on the way in. And I did, and I grabbed some. And I'm hiding them so nobody else sees them except for our morning show. So, yeah. So, that's going to be a good taste of Tuesday.
Was it... I know you were there pretty early. Mm-hmm. And I know places open extra early today for Fat Tuesday. Was there a crowd yet?
Not a crowd, but the amount of boxes for orders that have already been placed.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I don't know why, because they don't care. I know they don't care, and I've done it in the past. I don't know why. I felt odd. I was going to ask them if I could take a picture of all the boxes. And I don't know why I didn't. I don't know why I was not thinking about it, but I didn't. But there were stacks on top. Because you used to be able to eat a donut inside of there and have your coffee and everything pre-COVID. I guess they don't do that anymore, but they have tables set up there. And now there's just piles of donuts. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of donuts for everybody to pick up throughout the day and that type of thing. So we grabbed ours. I only grabbed six, though, because I almost thought about getting a dozen, but there's three of us. Like, we can't knock four back. One an hour?
First of all, knowing us, they'd be sitting there and we'd be like, you know what? Just one more little sliver.
I know.
Like one more bite. And then we'd feel sick by the end of the show.
And the denseness of those things.
Right.
I mean, just the six carrying those things felt like it was, you know, 10 pounds or something. So it is a Fat Tuesday. We'll be celebrating today. We have a lot of other things to get to today. An unbelievable story. Speaking of Tasty Tuesday, an unbelievable story from coming up at 8:10. We have a lot of other things to get to, but you know how we start the show. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. It continues.
We take one guess a day. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in an envelope. You just have to figure out who he is.
Yes, you can do it. We just took a brand new game. It's a baby. It's an infant. Got the diaper on. It's ready. It's ready to be fed by your guests. You know, I'm never doing that again.
That's really grossed me out.
I'm EMCs. I apologize. I was trying something new.
Yeah, let's not.
We're all friends here.
Let's not stick with that.
I will never do that again.
Good.
But we need your guests to start the show. We start the show no other way. Which EMC is going to get in and give us your guests? We would love it. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Oh, we're great. Let's burp that answer out of you.
Stop.
So, you know what? I'm done with the baby references.
I
am done now. Starting now, I'm done with it. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. We would love your guest for Dead Guy in the Envelope. He's dead. He's a guy. His name is in the envelope. What is your guess?
Matthew Perry.
Good guess. Not Matthew Perry.
Matthew Perry. We appreciate the guests.
I have big news for you. We did something yesterday that you have been looking forward to all... I almost said spring. It's not spring. It tricked us this weekend. All winter long, and it's here, and I need to tell you about it next.
What'd you do? It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
We got Shamrock Shakes yesterday.
Oh, you minty bragger.
Excuse me.
Did you end up trying one or no? The boys like them or not?
It was the boys that wanted them. I was in the car with the boys, and here's what I thought was interesting. Because, you know, you have been so troubled over the past few weeks that there has been no, like... big announcement, like, hey, they're coming. This is the date. This is when it's happening. And then we've had some rumblings here on the show, or maybe it was social media, of people saying, oh, they're out. You can get them. And we didn't know if they were on the menu or if you just had to ask because they had the pouch in the back or whatever. Am I making the pouch up? Did you say the pouch?
I made the pouch up. I am not a Mick employee, okay. But I'm just imagining there's a Minty pouch of some sort that they use. But I don't know.
I was driving the car. I handed Noah my phone. I said, see if you can order these ahead of time if you use the app, you know, whatever. And they were right there on the menu. So, they're ready to go. They're in the app. There's no big reveal like you expected.
It's so odd to me.
I know.
Normally there is a date. You're getting ready. There's some, you know what?
There's been no buildup.
There has been a buildup. And I think that they're focused on something else. I just thought about this. I think that they're really focusing on something else. I don't think that it should be bigger than the Minty goodness, but there has been a focus.
Well, I don't know what it is.
There has been. Thought about this. There has been a focus that must have been, they must really be pushing this and not pushing the Minty goodness because it probably sells itself because it's a limited time. I never thought about this. That's next. It's the hot honey. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. They have been pushing that a lot.
I have seen that everywhere, and you're right. Even when I pulled up yesterday to get my boys their Shamrock Shakes, the hot honey is everywhere. You think that, so they're kind of just like pushing the Shamrock Shake to the side and giving the attention to the hot honey?
I don't like it.
That's because they know people know it and love it, the shake.
They do, or they don't. I mean, like, I don't think that there's... You know, for the Minty goodness, like, it's not your favorite thing in the world.
It's not.
And I don't think there's any talking Gen 2-y into loving the Shamrock Shake because you either like men or not, which I understand. It's almost like coconut, right? Like, I feel like you love coconut or you are out and you do not want to touch it, which I understand. I happen to love both. Here's another thing, and we're going to get to the three things in a minute. EMCs, if you are into the Minty goodness, Wendy's is bringing back, it's back now, their popular Girl Scouts Thin Mints Frosty, which actually has pieces of the actual Girl Scout Frosty.
Or like
Girl
a Scout crumbly. Yeah. Okay, I need to try that.
Second year they're doing this.
That sounds delicious. Is that, that's not like a straw sippable. That's an eat with a spoon if it's a Frosty.
If it's a Frosty and it's got the chunks, I bet that's the case. We need, I know it would be probably not a nightmare for you, and we've never done it in the past. Or maybe I have to do it solo, like at home or something, to have a mint off.
We could have a
mint
off.
Who else would we put on the list? Who else has a Arby's?
Arby's has one. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm just writing. EMCs, what are we missing? Arby's, Wendy's, and McDonald's. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to be 300 pounds.
That would be so delicious, though.
Would you try that, or that's just outside of your realm?
I feel like every year I take a sip of the Shamrock Shake just to check. Like, you know, your palate changes and stuff. I always take a sip. But yesterday my kids were not sharing it, so I didn't take a sip yesterday. But I will take a sip at some point, because they'll have another one at some point, to see if I...
Mint in general, just not...
Oh, no, I love mint.
Like,
the other two mints sound good to me. For whatever reason, to me, my palate does not match with the Shamrock. It's a little bit too creamy for me. It's a little bit...
Oh, so creamy.
It's so...
Would you half and half it with chocolate? People do that. Or would you try a McFlurry that's mint? That's another way to go around
it. Is it the mint of the Shamrock Shake?
Probably. It's at the same
store. I'd probably pass on that, but I would love a nice chocolate shake at McDonald's or some fries. Swab those right in there. Sounds delicious.
Last thing. This is how good of a dad that I am. Men are on the lake. There is McDonald's. Then you have, there's a Giant Eagle. There's a Chipotle. And then there's a Wendy's. Izzy was in the car, my 10-year-old daughter. I went to McDonald's. I got her fries. Then I went to Wendy's so she could dip her favorite fries in the Frosty because she's not a huge fan of the Wendy's fries.
Oh, my gosh.
She's like, Daddy, is there a spot where McDonald's is close to Wendy's? I got you.
So you did it. Yeah, that's good, though. I like that. Yeah. That's a good combination.
That is a good combination. For her, I would never dip you do that, but she said that she liked it.
Yeah, it's very tasty.
Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. This is the Jen and Tim Show. Next, we have Stevie on the socials.
I feel like there's a lot of things going viral from the Winter Olympics. We talked last week about the Norwegian biathlete that, you know, he told everybody he cheated in hopes to get his girlfriend back, but it did not work. That went viral. And now we have a happy story that's coming out of the Olympics and lots of other things.
Did she meet somebody else? I'm totally kidding.
She wants to be anonymous, and I don't blame her.
Also don't blame her. That was a great, not great story out of there. We can't wait to hear this. Stevie on the socials, you are 3 minutes away.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
There are so many things going on at the Olympics right now that are going viral. One of them we talked about with the cheating, and now we're going to move on from the cheating to a happy story where after winning the Team USA's first gold medal of the Winter Olympics, Breezy Johnson said yes to a surprise proposal from her boyfriend, Connor Watkins. It was at the base of the Super G course. Here's a little bit of the proposal.
And yet you still find the time to love me, to make me feel special. And most importantly, you help me love myself. There's only one way I want to spend the rest of my life, and that is by your side. Will you marry me? Yes.
So that was the proposal right at the after she won the first gold medal. And the ring was presented in a box featuring meaningful Taylor Swift lyrics. It said, "Honestly, who are we to fight the alchemy?" And then Breezy posted it on Instagram and posted a little picture of the ring box. And Taylor Swift commented on her post and said, "Where's the trophy? He just comes running over to me." And then, like, quote from the song, and then put "congratulations" in all capitals.
So the Taylor Swift commenting on it makes it worth it. That's amazing.
You seem to not enjoy the proposal.
Did I make a face?
Jen's going to have to describe the face she just made coming up next.
That proposal gave you the ick.
The face she made during that. First of all, I'm going to play that 15-second clip one more time. And Jen's, we both looked at you and I said, you know what? I don't want to put Jen on the spot because I don't do that. But today might be a first because the face, I think.
You saw that, huh?
That would be next. Jen hates love. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel good face.
I don't hate love.
I'm totally kidding. Quick recap with Stevie on the socials for anybody just joining us. It was about a proposal.
Yes, Breezy Johnson won the Olympic gold medal and then her boyfriend proposed to her.
Yes, and
at the bottom of the course.
We play the audio, and during this, it's only 15 seconds. Jen's face.
I didn't know my face was giving away my thoughts.
So, yeah.
Did she woohoo, or was that people around them? I need to see the video.
The clip came from a thing where people were reacting.
They were reacting. Like, it was people at the bottom of the
hall. In the moment, yes. But not them.
She wasn't negatively reacting.
No, that was people cheering.
Yeah.
I need to watch the video because I need a visual on this, first of all. I have heard this story loosely, but I have not read it in detail. I don't know much about this couple. She just won a gold medal and now you're proposing. I feel like it takes away from the moment a little bit.
It does.
And then the reason I think I was making a face, and I've been thinking about this while you played the song, "Thank You for Giving Me a Moment," is because it felt a little bit about him and not her. As he was presenting her with the ring.
Yeah, it felt like you just won the gold, and he was like, "Thanks for still making time for me, even though you're busy.
You make me feel special. I'm this. I'm blah, blah, blah." So I think that's kind of
I feel like
what
it overshadowed
me.
The medal. It's so funny when you saw that. I thought to myself, I don't know how I feel on some of these proposals in front of everybody. And I don't know how to put it. But I just felt that particular one, you just won that medal. This is years and years of training, and this is you in the spotlight winning that medal. It is all about you, and it should be. And your team and your country and all the training and everything you went to, probably, you know, whatever your story is going to, when you're 4 years old, 5 years old, going for training, whatever it might be. Then all of a sudden, boom, will you marry me? I'd be like, you know, you're going to have to wait a minute.
Yeah.
There's times you just don't propose.
Yeah. Correct.
Then me after running a marathon, things like that.
Sweat factor.
Not even that, but that too, I guess.
Yes. It feels like it took away a little bit from the moment. And maybe she loved it. I don't know them as a couple. Maybe it was her dream to get winning the gold and getting proposed.
Yeah.
To.
Any unique proposals that you didn't like? I mean, even if it led to marriage, that's fine. Maybe it was maybe your husband was Jumbotron guy and you didn't want him to be Jumbotron. Cringy.
Don't like that.
I'm just wondering. 216-343-1021, or you can always just shoot us a DM. Jen and Tim Show. Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. Talking about Breezy Johnson proposal.
Elena just sent us a message.
Did she say yes? I'm totally kidding. I know she did.
Elena sent this message and said Breezy came out and said she wanted to be proposed to at the Olympics. It's what she dreamed of. And I was like, oh, okay, that makes it better. She's like, yeah, Elena said, I thought this would help you and the ick feeling again.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
I don't know why.
I just think that goal of getting that gold medal.
I know.
Doing it, I'm like, that's it. You're traveling over there. You have that.
What if she didn't win gold?
Maybe that added to the moment.
Oh, I know. Would that make it better or worse?
Hey, yeah, like, I'm not proposing to a bronze medalist.
I don't know.
Is that what it is?
She gets maybe bronze and maybe she's disappointed in herself and then he proposes and she's not. I don't like that either.
Like she's wanting gold. She doesn't want to settle for bronze.
Yeah.
Might have to cancel
that. This is the icing on the. Well, let's see. Well, we'll see. Seems like it was the icing on the cake, according to that message that we got. I didn't know that was the case.
If that's what she wanted, then good for her.
Nice job, Breezy.
We're proud of you.
Yes, we are. Parma.
What a great first name.
It's a great name.
Isn't it?
Yes. Parma, celebrating 200 years with a special hometown beer. Why do I think of you when I hear this story, Tim? Oh, because you dress like a flamingo in Parma. How can you get the new Parma pint? That's in 60 seconds. It's 41 degrees in North Olmsted. That's our star city. These are the three things you need to know this morning. Ohio-based Bob Evans restaurants have been sold to New York investment firm 4x4 Capital. The brand will stay headquartered in central Ohio. Current leadership will remain in place. Bob Evans operates more than 400 restaurants in 18 states. As part of Parma's 200th birthday celebration, six local businesses are creating special bicentennial-themed items. I love this so much. The six P's of Parma, including, and I included the Parma pint. I don't know why I thought you would enjoy the Parma pint, Tim. It's at Schnitz Ale Brewery.
I would like to try that.
It will be released this Thursday. I feel like maybe
we try it for Tasty Tuesday?
Are we allowed
probably
to?
Not allowed.
I don't know. But did you read the other six P's of Parma?
I did not. I saw that one.
I don't know if we want to get into all that right now because it's six of them. But it was, I mean, I love it. It's very Parma-esque.
That's good. No, we won't break it down now, but that's great.
Yeah. It was very good. Logan Paul just set a world record. His rare Pikachu Illustrator Pokemon card sold for $16.5 million at auction. That's now the most expensive trading card ever sold. By the way, he bought it in 2021 for just over $5 million.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Good Tuesday morning to you. It is 7:07. Sun clouds. I did wear shorts yesterday. I don't care about it.
Did you really?
57 degrees. 57 degrees in Ohio after the weather we've had? Oh, my goodness.
Max was in shorts and a t-shirt, my 11-year-old, all weekend long.
You can see grass.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm taking these as wins. We had a sunset of 6 p.m. That's going to be moving forward.
It's so wonderful.
3 weeks away from springing ahead.
My son keeps asking me. He's like, so that's it, Mom, right? We're not getting any more snow, right?
I don't know about that, but like Monday, Tuesday, kind of. Oh, it's Fat Tuesday. Thanks, Jen, for the reminder. That's right.
Did I remind you?
Oh. So. Pooch Keys in the studio. We got to get to those. That's coming up. There's so much happening. Jen and Tim Show built different. That's coming up at 8:10. We need some help, though. It was about time. It was way over time. We're doing some cleaning of the studio, right? It makes some sense. I still had Creepy Claws looking out of the window into the Halley building. Mm-hmm. It was time. I had to, you know, Afternoon Chase posted the video and.
Yeah,
you know, I was disassembling him, and I finally got Creepy Claws out of here, and we were clean. You know,
it's like spring. It's early spring cleaning.
It was absolutely moving some things around, dusting some things off, throwing some papers away we didn't need, that type of thing. So we were doing that, and I thought to myself, there is something that we meant to do almost at the very beginning of the year that we never got to. We had a message about it recently, and we never got to this. And I feel like we have done a very, very bad job, and we need your help with this. We can't do this on our own.
And what's wonderful is we've already posted about this on social media. And as per usual, Jen and Tim Show listeners deliver.
Yeah, we need your help. I just think it'd be so much better if you're involved. And as you mentioned, a few people getting in early. I like this. We need your help. So here's where we need help. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. That's as close of a sounder as I can possibly get.
For the first time ever in the history of that sound, which we have used since we brought up Argus the Peacock in North Olmsted many years ago. I mean, maybe 4 or 5.
Or,
that is the first time. No, not 6, 7. That is the first time that I feel like that's accurate. And maybe it's been a goose sound all along.
It could have been a goose sound.
Is
we
it
don't,
a goose?
We have no idea.
We don't know.
We could be riling up geese in all Northeast Ohio.
I have no idea what bird that is.
It is a peacock. I have no idea. But we have geese in studio. I guess we should start there. Why do we have geese in studio for anybody that doesn't know that we even have these things in studio? Because it's been months.
Well, you had purchased me a gift for my 1,000th. What was it? Wait, 5,000? What was it? 5,000th win? What was it? 3,000? 2,000?
This, it meant so much to her.
No, I
that
forgot.
She embraced it so much that she has no reason.
No.
That's why the box was in studio for almost, I mean, how many months?
You
now you answer your own question why it was in the studio so long.
No.
Spent my hard-earned money for that, I don't know, 60-pound goose.
Listen.
And you don't even know why.
No, I forgot what the number was. It's 2,000. It was my 2,000th win. I forgot.
But it has 2,000 on the net.
I know. I had to look at the number. I forgot. But you brought in the gift, like, what, 6 months before I actually got the 2,000th win. And then...
Next time I'm bringing it earlier so you remember.
Don't. You.
I'm kidding.
Dare.
It was for your 2000th victory. Yes.
It was. And it's a porch goose. And the reason it's a porch goose is because we got on this kick one day. For whatever reason, you didn't know that people dress up their porch geese. And we had so many listeners commenting on the outfits of the porch geese and how it's a big thing. At the same time, I had bought you. I wanted to get us a studio goose. So I got a mini goose to give to you. And I was about to give it to you one day, and it happened to be the week that you brought in this gift and decided you weren't giving it to me for like 6 months. So I withheld my gift. Long story short, we ended up giving each other geese. Mine, a tiny one that you can dress up. Yours is a large one that we could dress up. And now we need names
for
them.
We don't have any clothes for the large one. The other one you do.
Well, the mini one was easier. I didn't,
sure.
You know,
yeah,
you,
yeah.
You definitely went the extra mile with your goose. I mean, that is
a porch goose.
That is a large porch goose.
Meant for the porch.
Right. And we're keeping it here in the studio.
So here's where we need the help. And we're going to get to the comments that we have so far. We would really, because we are a family here, we're a Jen and Tim Show family. Jen's not going to name these things. I'm not going to name these things. Stevie, it's much more fun and more enjoyable if you could name the geese. So we have pictures if you follow us. And if you haven't yet, maybe this is your first time listening to the show. Welcome. It's the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102. We are all over social media, as is the radio station. But specifically, and we'll share it over, Stevie. We'll share it to Star 102. But on the Jen and Tim Show Facebook page, on the Jen and Tim Show Instagram page, are the pictures of the geese. Now is where you step in. We need names for the geese.
And we're already getting some comments that are an absolute delight.
We need your help. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. I think I can... Well, let's get to the names first.
Okay, there's so many of them. Like, Ryan says, Feather Locklear and Gooseel Ball. We have a Laverne and Shirley from Missy. We have Sandra who says Brad and Peterson, like Brad Peterson. Quakers and Oats, Pickles and Gherkins. Whitney Gooston.
Yeah, I like that.
Whitney Gooston.
First of all.
Brad and Peterson again. Yeah.
All of the ideas are great, and please keep them rolling, and we'll read some more in just a minute. And you're probably busy. Kiddos are getting off the bus. I'm going to let this go. We'll narrow it down. And I also feel like, and maybe you agree or disagree, because we haven't really talked about this, because we're not doing the naming. We have the best listeners ever. They're going to come up with the best names. We're going to have names. We're going to keep them in studio. They are our studio geese. I don't feel like it needs to be a combo name, like that they have to go together. Do you feel that? Do you feel that way?
I love the combo name.
Okay, then it
you
can
don't think
be.
They do. Well,
no,
I don't know.
I don't. I feel like it's a lot of pressure, and I feel like they could be separate entities. That if one looks like one name and one looks like another, it doesn't need to be Laverne and Shirley. It doesn't need to be.
It doesn't need to be a match.
But I don't. I just don't feel like that needs to be the case, because they're even, like, spoiler alert, they're in. I guess they're not in separate areas of the studio, but I just feel like it doesn't need to be.
I was thinking they did.
Yeah.
Like Robin says,
Reba
Quackentire and Goose Springsteen. I mean, are you kidding me?
Well, that's great. And that's what I'm saying. Those aren't two names that
Ten and Jim instead of Jen and Tim. That's confusing.
Ten and Jim. I would screw that up.
So many times.
On air a bajillion times. If that was, what is it?
Ten and Jim.
Yeah, I can't even. I love the thought. Wait, was it Goose Springsteen?
Springsteen, Reba Quackentire.
Those are pretty good.
Those are good.
And music related. And I just wanted to take off any undue pressure if they felt like it needed to be.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Yeah, that was all. Talked about this on Friday. There was a video everywhere. One of Stevie's food items.
Her protein bar.
Yeah.
Stolen. She has food always sitting in her little studio. And really, not a ton of people go in there. And there was a video posted that showed her snacks on the Star 102 Facebook page. And then all of a sudden the next day, it was gone. Mm-hmm. Her snack, just one of the snacks, one specific snack.
We're going to bring her in studio to talk about this. We talked about this already on Friday, but there was a new development. And not who stole the snack. I don't think we're ever going to find that out.
No.
But it led to an email, which will lead to a Tasty Tuesday that I love this email so much.
It's so spectacular. And the fact that somebody has done this for Stevie is wonderful.
It is. You will not believe it. So remind us, what was taken out of the production studio at Star 102 Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites? Which one of your snacks?
My Built Puff Bar.
What cookies, flavor Built Puff Bar?
Cookies and cream.
Mm. Out of all the snacks, that was the one.
Mm-hmm. And that's your favorite one.
One of my favorites. Yeah, it's in my top three. Yeah.
And we have no idea who took it.
No,
nobody has no come updates. Clean, even though we've posted online about it. There was surveillance video. I mean, nobody knows.
It was not me.
People
all
did.
The comments are saying it was you. People, I saw that.
Yes.
Everybody said
every
that.
Every comment.
If this was, and I will say this, and we're going to get to this email next because it was amazing. So I even told you this. So if it was me, and I do like to play pranks and things like that, do it on the air, do it off the air. If I were to take this and move it, which is what I would have done if I were to take it and move a snack, which I'm never really in your production studio anyway. Mm-hmm. But let's say that I did this. What? I fess up in what? 15 minutes?
Oh, yeah. You would have fessed up. You wouldn't have actually taken something. Right. Right. Yeah.
Like, those are the things. Like, right. I'll just, you know, these things. There's too much guilt.
Right.
I definitely wouldn't have eaten the thing. Like, that's just not how I roll. There's just little things here and there. It's more of a just.
Yeah. You would
poking
do it to
here.
Be funny for a second and then move on. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Not,
it wasn't you.
100% not me. I would not do that. The email we received from Dan to not only replenish the cookies and cream, but go over and beyond, which will also lead to an unbelievable Tasty Tuesday in the future. I have said this over and over again. I have said this for, I mean, we celebrated our 13th anniversary of the show on Saturday. Thank you for the comments and for the foreseeable futures with the Jen and Tim show. Best listeners ever. I've said this as a view for
sure.
I mean, I don't say it enough. You don't say it enough.
Yes.
And I mean it. I cannot believe the email we received from Dan after we talked about this on Friday. Well, we can't wait to share it with you. I have to get to this email from Dan. It's Star 102 Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
Hello, all. I was listening to the Jen and Tim show this morning talking about Built nutritional bars. I work for a food broker that represents Built Bar in the U.S. and live in the Cleveland area. I reached out to the manufacturer, and they will be sending you samples on all the flavors for all three of you to try on a Tasty Tuesday. They're already on their way. And then he lists all the flavors. Stevie,
and
your favorite.
There's a lot of good ones.
He says cookies and cream, Stevie's favorite. Coconut brownie, cookie dough chunk. He says cookie dough chunks.
Oh, that one is amazing. That's in my top three.
But cookies and cream is better.
They're like equal.
Peanut butter chocolate
that's
chunk.
That's my other favorite.
Oh, that's your top three right there. Mm-hmm. Mint. What about churro?
I haven't had churro.
About to.
Strawberry shortcake.
Haven't had that one. Some of them, they're hard to find in store. The flavor, the special flavors, they sell out quick.
Oh, do they? Mm-hmm. Oh, so this is like really deluxe.
I just think that's really, really cool to think to do that. That she's missing that particular bar and he thought to reach out and send them to us.
That's so, so cool. Nice of you, Dan. Thank you.
I have one every morning, so.
I was going to say that. I need, and it's so funny because you think about this, because I usually grab, you know, chips or whatever else, something that's just easy because I'm in the Halley building. I didn't pack anything. And I think this could be the new way, right? Because it fills you up.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just looking for something small in the morning. I don't know.
It's what I have every morning. Be like me, Tim.
So.
Twinsies.
I would not hate that. So thank you, Dan. We appreciate that. We can't wait to. I feel like I take up a bite of every single bar. I'm doing an injustice for Stevie because she eats.
Oh, yeah.
We'll cut it into three.
Well, yeah, we'll have to slice them up. Yeah,
yeah, we appreciate that. Dan, thank you for the email.
It's 41 degrees in North Olmsted. That's our star city. These are the three things you need to know this morning. Ohio-based Bob Evans restaurants have been sold to a New York investment firm. The brand will stay headquartered here in Central Ohio. Current leadership will stay in place. They operate more than 400 restaurants in 18 states. As part of Parma's 200th birthday celebration, six local businesses are creating special bicentennial-themed items. The six P's of Parma. Tim, I thought you would like this one. The Parma Pint.
There you go.
At Schnitz Ale Brewery. That's going to be released this Thursday. But
okay.
Do you want to hear the rest of the six
great.
P's?
Of course.
Okay, Rudy Strudel and Bakery, Punchki.
Yeah.
Big day for them today. Stancato's Italian Restaurant, delicious. Pasta is there.
There you go. That's a good one.
State Meats is pierogi. Napoleon's Pizza is, of course, pizza. And Breads and Beyond Bakery is pastry. All great six
those are all
P's
great.
Of Parma.
Yeah.
I think we need to try them all.
For a Tasty Tuesday?
Yes.
That'd lead to a workout Wednesday.
Yes, it would.
I'm in on all those, though.
Monster Jam coming back to Cleveland. It's going to be on May 2nd at Huntington Bank Field. There'll be a pit party. You could see the meet the drivers and see the trucks up close. Tickets go on sale February 23rd. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.